USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is coming to the defense of presidential candidate Donald Trump for his actions centered around January 6th. McCarthy said that he doesn't see how Trump can be found criminally responsible, asking what criminal activity he did. He also suggested that Trump told people to be peaceful. The comments come after Trump received a target letter regarding a Department of Justice criminal investigation into January 6th. Trump claims Biden's Department of Justice has been weaponized against conservatives, religious sectors, and parents at school board meetings. Tampa General Hospital in Florida says a criminal group has stolen confidential information of about 1.2 million patients, including Social Security numbers. The Tampa Bay Times says the hospital detected unusual activity on its computer systems in late May. Letters will be going out to patients whose information may have been compromised, offering credit monitoring and identity theft protection. This comes less than 2 weeks after an HCA healthcare cyber attack, which affected about 11 million patients. The U.S. government is cutting off funding for the Wuhan lab in China.
The latest comes from a memo at the Department of Health and Human Services. It said the Wuhan lab likely failed to comply with safety protocols and failed to provide timely information to the U.S. government. The Chinese facility is at the center of a theory that COVID-19 leaked from the lab in late 2019, triggering the global pandemic. The U.S. intelligence community has yet to reach a conclusion about that. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa summit next month. That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
The wife of the suspected Gilgo Beach murderer is filing for divorce. Court filings show the wife of Rex Huerman filed for divorce in Suffolk County Supreme Court yesterday afternoon. The filing comes as investigators continue to search their South Shore Long Island home and his storage unit for more evidence. Huerman is charged with 3 murders and is the prime suspect in a 4th. Loan applicants are being rejected in record numbers.
The rejection rate for loan applicants jumped to 21% in the 12 months through June, the highest level in 5 years, according to the latest edition of the Fed survey, which is published every 4 months. Overall, credit applications declined to the lowest level since October 2020. The rejections have been broad-based across age groups and highest among those with credit scores below 680. For auto loans, the rejection rate climbed to 14.2%, exceeding the application rate. Almost one-third of auto loan applicants expected that their loan would be rejected. I'm John Schaefer.
2 souls are dead and others were injured after a pre-World Cup shooting in New Zealand.
Police say it happened inside a building in Auckland, New Zealand, Thursday morning local time. The Women's World Cup was set to kick off on the same day nearby. Authorities are calling it an isolated incident, though, not a national security risk. In addition to the 2 people who were killed, the suspected shooter is also dead, according to police. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa"?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.